This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A late-night fire in East Batesville at Harrison and Sydney Streets destroyed three businesses in one building last night. Batesville Fire Chief Brent Gleghorn said the department was called by dispatch at 9:43 last night and was on the scene within minutes in battling the blaze. Chief Gleghorn said the building housed Hans Savon Drugs, Teed's Family Dentistry, and Pioneer Pizza. Gleghorn said the department is looking today for the point of origin of the fire to try and determine what caused it. He said right now they don't know. Police say they made contact with the three owners of the businesses, Ralph Teed Jr., Charles Hahn, and Chris Brashears. Teed and Hahn said they had closed their respective businesses between 4:15 and 5:30 late Monday afternoon. Brashears told authorities he and an employee, Cody Hagwood, cleaned the pizza ovens before leaving Monday night and finished around 9:15. Brashears told Deputy Fryer that he had turned on the ovens to ensure they were operating correctly and before leaving turned on the vent hoods because the ovens were still very hot. He said he and Hagwood then secured the business and left. Police say a passing motorist, Samuel Farmer, saw dark smoke in the vicinity of Pioneer Pizza and he called 911 and told authorities he thought the pizza business was on fire because he saw smoke coming from the east end of the building. Chief Gleghorn said he had been told the building had an absentee owner from out of town by the name of John Glenn. Gleghorn said it was his information that the building was not insured. He said Mr. Hahn did have insurance on his business, but not on some of the antiques he had stored there. Gleghorn said he did not know if the other two businesses were insured or not, but the building and businesses will be considered total losses. An Entergy of Arkansas spokesman said this morning a mechanical failure outside a substation in Batesville caused 2,400 of its customers to be without power for over 4 hours last night and early this morning. Flav Carpenter said the company is investigating the incident. It's the second that has occurred in the last month, so the problem can be properly corrected. Last night, the Independence County Recreation Committee approved a City of Batesville request to change the emphasis of its $40,000 funding from the county. The city said earlier this year that they would use the money to improve the soccer fields. However, the city suffered an emergency, a fire at its North Park concession stand, which also affected the lighting and electrical system to the park. They asked the committee to approve using its funds to apply to the cost of that repair. The committee voted 3-1 to recommend to the full quorum court approval of the request. The committee heard from a citizen as well, Chad Smart. He opposed switching the emphasis of the funds from soccer to electrical and concession. The committee recessed until next Monday night at 5:30. The committee wants to determine if they should lump requests from the city and ICYAA in the future together or keep their requests for funds separate. A Cave City woman was cited for public intoxication and disorderly conduct last night by Independence County Deputy Sheriff Michael Moody after he was called to the White River Medical Center. Moody said when he arrived, hospital personnel were having to deal with an intoxicated female, 41-year-old Eugenia Lambert of Cave City. Moody said hospital personnel told him Lambert had apparently been dragged by a vehicle for 2 miles with her leg caught in the door. Moody said he was unable to ascertain any injury to Lambert other than minor scrapes on her legs. Moody said Lambert's behavior, including a lot of profanity directed toward the hospital staff, gave him cause to cite her for disorderly conduct and public intoxication and take her to jail. And Deputy Michael Darr said he also dealt with an intoxicated person. He was called to Kennedy Park, south of the White River at Batesville, by police dispatch who said that a man was at the park with a sword and threatening people. Deputy Darr said a West Batesville man, 29-year-old Vernon F. Vinson, was located along with the sword. Witnesses said Vinson had been acting strange with the sword in hand. Darr said Vinson was taken into custody and charged with public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and carrying a weapon.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.